They will not comply. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In Washington State last week, voters gave a 60% majority to Initiative 594, an initiative that closes the gun show loophole. It requires that all gun transfers, with a few exceptions, must go through a licensed firearms dealer. It takes effect next month, and right after it does, this man plans to go to the state capitol and defy it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to pass guns. We're going to encourage people to freely buy and sell guns. We are going to violate I-594 in every possible way because it's void, and we are declaring that publicly. I-594 will not be tolerated.
Gavin Syme is a professional photographer and gun owner who's organizing the I Will Not Comply rally.
The collective majority does not have the right to vote away the rights of another.
If somebody shows up because they couldn't get a gun on account of being either insane or a felon, can they show up and just buy a gun at your demonstration?
Well, that's irrelevant anyhow because criminals already buy guns. They don't follow the laws anyway.
Right. So the answer is yes.
594 is not for criminals.
The answer is yes. Somebody could show up there and buy a gun without being checked out in any way.
It's not even a relevant question because they can do that anyway right now, and they can do it anywhere they want.
He's taking signups online, so it's hard to say how many people actually show up, but he expects a pretty good crowd.
I would say we will see anywhere between 3 and 8,000.
And they will all be armed?
Well, that's up to them.
And if any bad guys do show up and start buying guns, I'm pretty sure they'll be vastly outnumbered by the good guys with guns. At least until they leave. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.